Welcome, Gary Wilmot.
All the little children under the sun need a place to spend their lives having fun. What a simple answer, just one remedy. If you want to help, help children in need. Doesn't really matter what race or what creed. If you want to help, help children in need.
We are children.
Oh, yeah.
We are in need. We are boys as it's longing to see. We are the future. We are the team. We want to help, help children in need.
That we can all share. It's the sound of laughter filling the air. Nothing can replace it. It's all for free. Give a smile for all those children in need.
Hello and welcome to the Trevor Fogle podcast for Westwood One UK Comic Relief Special. Yes, and like most things in Comic Relief, this was written the night before. I'm the bus. I thought, oh, it's Comic Relief on Friday. Let's put something out. Doesn't matter what it is. It's for charity. Well, this isn't for charity. I've had to pay everyone that's in the studio, and including Sebastian. We're going to do for fundraising tomorrow, Sebastian. Sponsors Shagathon. Oh, have you got enough Durex? Yeah, all right. No, I'm allergic to rubber, so that's why I've never been to a M&S party. Yes, M&S, yeah. Yeah, I know it's I know it's the joke that everyone does. Anyway, in the studio, he's a busy boy tomorrow, so I thought I'd get him on the phone beforehand. He's not coming in the studio. He's going to be on the phone before anyone starts moaning. It's Richard Curtis, and he has written not the 9 o'clock news, not the 9 o'clock news. It's the news, but not the 9 o'clock news. That would be confusing, wouldn't it? He turned it on. But what would people say if they did turn it on, Baxton? That's not the 9 o'clock news. Yeah, but it is. It is not 9 o'clock news. What do you mean it is not 9 o'clock news? It is or isn't? No, it's not the 9 o'clock news. It is the 9 o'clock, not 9 o'clock news. No one's ever discussed that as much as I just did. The Blackadder, the first series, when him and Rowan Atkinson wrote it together, and it's not as good. It's not. Then they got Ben Elton in, and he jazzed it up a bit. He said, what you need is some more knob gags. Here's some knob gags. And then it became a worldwide sensation. The catchphrases, as Baldy used to say, I've got a cunning plan, and Bert X. It's my Stephen Fry impression. I used to go, Bert, Twitter, we can't do it anymore. It's X now. Even though everyone else in the world, including Elon Musk, still calls it Twitter. Spitting image, puppets of politicians, and they don't do it anymore. They did bring it back on the old BritBox, but then they did all the American puppets. They should do English ones. Richie Sunak, he's only little. He wouldn't use that much rubber, would he? I'm obsessed with rubber this week, aren't I? Over the top. There we go. Sorry about that. Sorry. Poured my drink. Bernard and the Genie, which is a bit weird because remade the Genie with Melissa McCarthy, who does those annoying adverts for planes. What a window seat. Yeah, want an infinity pool. No, I don't, Melissa McCarthy. You're very funny in Bridesmaids, but would you please fuck off? So he's remade his own film. Well, George Lucas did it ages ago, didn't he? He didn't put any more starships in it. For when he's in the funeral.
Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone.
Which, spoiler alert, all of them are in that. It's not like a false title. I think I've said it before, but it's like, oh, we've had three weddings. Oh, what's going to happen next?
Oh, we have a good idea what's going to happen next.
Bean, the movie, where Bean goes to America and touches up Whistler's mother. Notting Hill, where Hugh Grant falls in love with Julia Roberts. But Julia Roberts isn't playing Julia Roberts. She's playing some kind of other actress that is Julia. You know what I mean. And Reese Chiffons is in his pants and he comes across. Oh, I think I've been a bit naughty. That's the way he does, doesn't he?
I haven't watched it in a while.
Apparently there's meant to be a sequel, but Hugh Grant isn't
that worried about it.
He's more... He wants to work with Paul King more and do, like, some more... some Oompa Loompas. He doesn't want to do the Oompa Loompas. I mean, apparently he didn't like doing it, but he did like it. I've seen the film. Hooves of Fire, that is the Robbie the Reindeer animation. Apparently he wrote it. I did not know that until I Googled it. Love Actually, it's lots of different love stories all put together, and then they sort of come together at the end, but not really, but not in a satisfying way. The guy from My Family, he wants to shag American women. Alan Rickman's having an affair with his secretary, but he is married to Emma Thompson, and I still have a go on Emma Thompson, and she thinks she's getting a necklace. She isn't. She's getting a CD. And she cries in my bed. And then there's Gregor Fisher and there's Bill Nighy. They're in it. And they're being a rock star and he's roadie. Oh, that's why we're doing the new version. Everybody knows the record shit. Bridget Jones's Diary. Our Lady with the Big Pants. She's got massive pants. Sebastian, I've gone. Thinking about Bridget Jones' pants. Can you say her name, please? Diane Abbott. That's topical. No, can you... I do like her. I think she's really good for the Labour Party. I'm not saying anything bad against her. Can you say another name, please? Kate Middleton. Oh, yeah. Well, with a Photoshop legs. Photoshopping the legs. Still, I don't know what I'm talking about. Where's the ring gone? Well, I don't want to see what was wrong with it. This is nothing wrong with it. Topical. The girl in a cafe. Bill Nighy meets a lady in a cafe. Doctor Who, Doctor and the Vincent, which is apparently one of the best episodes ever. I'm not so sure. But Trevor, you used to do an impression of the current Doctor, who was Jodie Whittaker.
Or Doctor, or no Doctor.
Can you do an impression of Shuti Gatwa? No, I fucking can't. No. Do you want me to get me arrested? Or sectioned? No. Cancelled, that's the word. No, I'm not doing an impression of Shuti Gatwa. He's Scottish, isn't he? Oh, no, look at me, I'm Shuti Gatwa. Is that loud? I'm not sure if that's loud or not. Cut it out in post. David Tennant was before him, wasn't he? Anyway, he's saying it, I split him off, didn't he? Because they wanted the happy ending with the regeneration. Here's an idea. Don't invent a new incarnation of the 10th Doctor. Just go straight for Shuti and you wouldn't have to have another regeneration for ages, would you? Think it through, Russell. And he was on the wheel with Michael McIntyre. That was a weird booking, isn't it? And what was his chosen subject? Doctor Who. That's your day job. You can't have your day job on the wheel. You've got to choose something else. About Time, where Bill Nighy and the Brian Gleeson, whatever his name is, he gets in a box and you can time travel back in time. But you can only travel back to places you've been. It's very contrived. I thought you've just written an episode of Doctor Who. You should know what the rules are. Well, he doesn't want to do what you're doing in Back to the Future, which is basically you can snog your mum. Dirty McFly. Yesterday, where the Beatles didn't exist. Yeah, some guy falls off his bike and then the Beatles don't exist. And then other things start not existing either. And then he meets John Lennon. Spoiler. And it's quite a good film. It's directed by that bloke who did the Olympics. Frankie Boyle. No, Danny Boy. Danny Boyle. Him. He did it. So it's like a comedy, but it's shot like cinematically. Like that new film, Poor Things. I try to watch it. It's a bit weird. I know, I'm Bella Baxter. Are you? And then, what's his name? Willem Dafoe. He spits out bubbles. What are you doing? Yeah. So I didn't get to the end of it. Hulk's in it as well, isn't he? It is a very weird film. So, should we ring him up, Sebastian? Well, we should do, because that is what we've planned to do. Hello, Richard E. Curtis? Yeah, it's Trevor. Yeah, I'm about to do my podcast today. Oh, yeah, you are aware that I'm meant to be doing my podcast. Oh, how'd you come up with funny things? You ran him on a bus on the way to the studio before you go do Comic Relief. Yeah, I thought you did. Could you get me Julia Roberts' number? No, not for naughty things. No. Just my cousin, he wants tickets for his girlfriend for a Pretty Woman, and he thought maybe she might be able to get some for him. She's not associated with it.
Oh, okay.
Is going to be more Blackadder? All right, don't have to swear.
Don't swear.
Who's on tonight? Catherine Tate, yeah. David Walliams, yeah. David Tennant. Mm. Lenny's last night, innit? Yeah, Lenny's last night. Can I be his replacement? Stop swearing, Richard. Stop it. It's a day. It's for the kids, innit? It's for the kids. I've got my nose on and everything. No, I normally talk like this. All right, we'll see you later, Richard E. Curtis. Sorry, I almost called you Rich E. Curtis. There's no E in your name, is there? No. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, he's getting ready for Comic Relief tonight. Please watch at 7 o'clock on BBC One and donate your money that you've got. Donate now. How much is on the totaliser, Sebastian? You haven't got one? No. Anyway, if you've got a totaliser, just totalise that for the monies. So, thank you much for listening. Please follow me on Facebook, but you don't have to if you don't want to, because I've got lots of followers now. One of my videos got 1 million hits. Yeah, views. I mean, views, not hits. It's not a boxing match. Yeah, and TikTok's gone off the boil. No one gives a shit about my TikTok anymore. Please buy my Trevor T's T-shirts. I've got a new one with Noddy on it. Go onto my Facebook and see what the picture looks like. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and a bollocks to a lot of you. Goodbye.
When you're on the doctor's couch, you've got to stick it out. You want to be a world champ, you've got to stick it right out. So don't be afraid to risk it. You know you must stay optimistic. You're gonna laugh if you stick it out.
Says white people have no rhythm.
Clean your teeth with your feet, hug a bus or two. Take a sprout for a walk, make a sand igloo. And if they fail to see it, stick it out so they can feel it. You're gonna laugh, yeah, if you stick it out. You can help somebody you may never meet.
For example, why not just skip with balloons between your knees?
Those aren't balloons, actually.
Oh, yeah.
From the top of a tall erection.
Building.
You
building.
Can hear a shout in your direction. Stick it out.
And make yourself laugh. Whatever laugh.
Stick it out.
Stick it out. Come on, stick it out.
How many times did your mum and dad say to you,
stick it out. Stick it out. Give it back.
If you can't stick it in, then stick it out too.
Na, 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 na.
I told you so, we're winning.
I even saw.
Fred is, he's too hasty. Now you never get nowhere if you're too hasty. So what are you going to do, Fred? You have got to stick it out.
Stick it out!
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 Stick it out!